Could the fillings in your mouth be having a detrimental effect on you? Could the metal be causing an energetic disturbance in your body? According to Lynn McTaggart from What Doctors Don't Tell You, it seems very possible.
If you've got a couple of kinds of metal in your mouth, it creates basically an electrical field, and it makes your mouth into a battery. If you think of this, it's hardly surprising, because every filling has two or more metals. That's what an amalgam is. It's a mix of mercury and a number of other metals. And then you've got your saltwater fluid medium, which is your saliva. And this is exactly how Alexander Volta's original batteries were made when he invented them. And it's how the battery in your car works. There have been dentists who have actually cut teeth open and found scorch marks they contained where electrical currents had been running for many years.
So with this electrical current going on in your mouth, what effect is that going to have on the rest of your body?
Well, this is the scary thing. I mean, one of the dentists who wrote this piece, Dr. Keith Scott Mumby, said he's found momentary spikes of up to 1 volt. That's enough to light a flashlight, a small torch. You have to remember, these currents generated by these amalgam fillings are formed very close to your brain. And your brain ordinarily operates at a far lower electrical potential, only a few millivolts. And since the brain lies only a few millimeters from the jawbone, you can have a current causing all kinds of mental dysfunction. I give you an example of this. This was a patient who was 44 years old. She suffered from Meniere's disease, which is vertigo and vomiting. It's real imbalance problems and staggering. Couldn't think clearly, had problems with memory, constant pain in the nape of her neck. Now, they all thought it was a brain tumor, all the doctors, but eventually an electroacupuncture specialist who understands the relationship with this problems with teeth found a 215 microampere current between a gold filling and a nearby amalgam. As soon as she had, a week after she had this amalgam filling removed, all her pain disappeared and her balance had returned to normal.
So it sounds like then it's affecting the meridians of the body if you're talking about acupuncture points and so on.
Well, exactly. That's the other worry, is teeth are part of the whole meridian system of the body. And there's certainly good anecdotal evidence to show that when you've got a problem with your teeth, it can affect other parts of your body. For instance, this dentist, Dr. Scott Mumby, always surprises his patients who have incisor problems or a bridge in their incisor, the place of their incisor teeth. He always asks them whether they've got arthritis in their knees, and they invariably do, because that's part of their meridian system. Now, he also had a very good case of a woman who had a crown prosthesis using a nickel post that fits into a hole drilled down to the center of the tooth to give it support. And as soon as this post was being inserted in the right upper jaw, this poor patient let out a squeal because she'd gone blind in the right eye. As soon as the dentist removed the crown, she could see again. When he put it back in, she went blind again. He went back and forth several times, after which she refused to have the crown and she had the tooth pulled. Now, this is kind of a virtual dentistry. It's an instantaneous reaction, so you couldn't say that she's allergic to nickel or had a medical toxicity of any sort, because it would need time to develop. It could only be a frequency disturbance to cause this at the quantum level. This makes vividly clear the problems of putting metal in your mouth and the emphasis that we should place on avoiding metal whenever possible and taking good care of our teeth.
Now, if you're going to have a filling, though, sometimes avoiding metal isn't possible. I mean, are there alternatives?
Yes, it is possible. These days, even non-holistic dentists are going for white fillings of a variety of plastics and polymers because patients are insisting on them. So you can have porcelain, you can have plastic. There are a number of things. And they're also putting things inside that are made of strong materials, man-made materials, rather than metal posts. So, you know, demand it. If you do have something like a root canal or a crown and it's causing problems and you get it tested, and it's important to test it with people who know what they're doing about electroacupuncture, and you do find there's some relation, you can always pull the tooth. But the key here is to take care of your teeth as much as possible to avoid this, particularly with the new generation, young generation, to avoid it whenever possible and to have meticulous dental maintenance. And then just to be careful that you don't allow metal into your mouth.
That's Lynn McTaggart from What Doctors Don't Tell You.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.